Students across Indiana are isolated in rooms by themselves and restrained against their will by school employees thousands of times each year. Schools are required to report the number of times they restrain and seclude students to the state. But an investigation from WFYI's Lee Gaines found some schools are misreporting this information, and the lack of state oversight and enforcement means schools are not held accountable.
An 11-year-old boy was isolated inside a small room in his elementary school last fall. There were no windows to the outside, and he was left alone for 6 hours. The next day, school employees put him back inside the room for another 6 hours. Susie Swinehart says she knew something was wrong when her son returned home from school distraught.
He would cry and just say over and over again how much he hated school. It had a horrible effect on him. He's traumatized. He can't sleep in his own bed. I don't think he'll ever like school again.
We're not naming Swinehart's son because he's a minor. The boy is on the autism spectrum, and he attends Warsaw Community Schools in North Central Indiana.
He is the most amazing, funny, friendly, kind boy that you could ever meet.
Swinehart says her son loves to learn, especially math and science, but his behavior deteriorated after a favorite teacher left. He was placed in a special education classroom in another school, one that includes small rooms to isolate students. Swinehart estimates her son was secluded for a collective 26 hours over the course of about 13 days last fall.
It's heartbreaking. I feel like I'm failing him. You know, you're supposed to be able to trust that your school is a safe place to be.
Students like Swinehart's son are secluded and restrained thousands of times each year. Seclusion is when a student is put alone in a room or area from which they can't leave. 10 years ago, Indiana lawmakers passed legislation intended to regulate and reduce the use of restraint and seclusion in schools. But a WFYI investigation finds a lack of oversight from the Indiana Department of Education means it's unclear whether the law has had its intended effect. Some schools have failed to accurately report how often they use restraint and seclusion, and the DOE hasn't held them accountable.
And so I just don't think incidents are being reported accurately or being reported at all.
That's Kim Dodson. She leads the ARC of Indiana. She's served on the state's Commission on Seclusion and Restraint since it was created by the 2013 law. Dodson and other members of the commission have long expressed concern about the data. During this meeting last year, commission member Nicole Hicks found it hard to believe the data was accurate because hundreds of schools reported no incidents of seclusion and restraint.
Okay, so I'm going through some of this data that you sent.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many zeros.
I know.
Really? Like, not just one?
Dodson was at that meeting. In an interview, she says the goal of collecting data is to identify schools that may need additional support and training. But that's impossible if the data isn't reliable.
It's really frustrating, specifically when we know that the data that is being reported is incorrect and schools are not following the law the way that they need to be following the law.
The DOE is supposed to conduct an annual audit of seclusion and restraint data reported to the agency by school districts, but a spokesperson for the DOE says the department has no record of an audit ever being done. In response to WFYI's questions, a DOE spokesperson now says the department is working on audits for the last 2 years. They also say neither the commission nor the department have the power to enforce the state's restraint and seclusion law. Susie Swinehart, whose son was secluded for hours, is suing Warsaw Community Schools. Warsaw officials said in a statement they're confident their staff followed proper laws and protocols. Swinehart says a lawsuit is the only way to hold the school accountable, because the state won't.
It's upsetting, extremely upsetting. So what good is this policy if no one's following it and if there's no accountability?
I'm Lee Gaines, WFYI News.
For more information on this story and for a searchable database on seclusion and restraint in Indiana schools, go to WFYI.org/news.